Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in a
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening.
Happy Dad Tales Day.
Happy Dad Tales Day. It's ages since I've seen you.
The listeners don't know that, then.
No.
We've been so seamless that we pre-planned that we wasn't going to be scared for nearly a month.
We've had a few weeks off, haven't we? We did this last year, though, I think. I think we had penciled some time off.
Yeah, did we?
Sure.
So technically, you guys don't know we've had a month off. Because I think last time we were together, we were just beginning of August. So at least 4 weeks.
Had a few weeks off,
I'm happy with that. I've not seen you for 4 weeks. Been absolutely blessed.
I know. And we was just kind of quickly chatting off the pod before we started recording. But I wanted to get a recording because you got a bit emotional. And I felt like everybody needs to know.
No, they don't.
Tears. Tears are good. They'll get viewers, will tears.
Oh, I can't go.
Why are you covered in paint?
Because I'm painting decorating at the moment.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being you love it, 1 being you don't love it. Where are you?
But mine's 1,000. It's like the worst job in the world. I genuinely can't think of a worse job.
Really?
Honestly, you name, just throw one out there that's worse than doing it. I think I'd probably rather do it.
Undertaker.
What's not wrong with being an Undertaker? I don't think that's a good... I've always said if I retire and I've got, like, my mobility, I'd be an Undertaker. Like, you know, go work for, like, one of the local thing.
What about one of them people that do, when you stick them pipe up people's bums, they poo down a pipe?
What? If we get chronic irrigation?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd do that.
Yeah, but you'd be receiving. You can't just receive all day long.
But, once again, to get the benefits, so obviously, paint and decorating, you have to do it because you want the nice living room or the nice wall, whatever you're doing. But, so I would happily do something that's going to give me that benefit, anything else but decorating. Does that make sense? In a roundabout way, it doesn't, does it?
No. So you'd rather eat chocolate cake and then suddenly your walls are all done?
No, what I'm saying is, the pain has to go through paint and decorating to get the end product. I would actually do something that's going to inflict pain or do me damage. I'd rather do that to get that same pleasure back. Not necessarily my room decorated because there's blood everywhere. I painted a nice colour red. I don't even think I've made sense there. That's how delirious I am. That's how I've had very little sleep. I was up till the last four nights. I've been up till 3 a.m. painting decorated.
Have you?
Yeah. I mean, on Friday.
Are you painting your sleep?
Honestly, I've been at it non-stop.
And the bit.
Yeah. It's red raw down there. It's like Rudolph's nose.
I'd rather do anything else.
Oh, it's been a nightmare. Because floor's been laid, if that makes sense. And I was like, we're not painting out after the floor's been laid. That'd be a score by error. When you all see me painting clothes, it looks like I've just laid it down and rolled in it. I'm absolutely covered in paint. So anyway, I digress. Let's stop talking about it.
Wasn't this supposed to be finished by now?
Yeah. I meant to be finished, I think, middle of August. Middle of August. So, said 10, but said we'll give ourselves 12. He said we can do it in 10, give ourselves 12. I think we're about 14 now. So, but we lost a couple of weeks early doors, because one, because of the weather, and two, because of steel and foundations.
Steel. Well, you couldn't quite nick what you needed to nick.
No, I couldn't find the steel I wanted. But yeah.
Before we start, let's just get the admin out of the way.
Do it, because I need to rest.
Welcome, this is the Dad Tales podcast. I'm Andy, and that guy over there is Leon. We are parents to 5 children between us, but we are not a couple.
Definitely not.
We're here to give our take on all things parenting from a father's point of view. We're operating on an 80-20 split of poor and priceless advice, and we're to offer our views on your problems, challenges, or troubles. Follow us on Facebook, TikTok,
is that the new Japanese one? TikTok?
Facebook, TikTok, X, or Instagram. Please like, share, and subscribe to our podcast, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast fulfillment. This is season 3, episode, I have no idea.
It's been that long, hasn't it?
Do you notice we're not on Twitter anymore?
We're on X. I didn't notice that change. I don't get that change.
It's right,
it's passed me by to the point where I did have Twitter, and I've got a Twitter account. But my phone still shows the old Twitter logo.
So you haven't updated it?
No, I'm not gonna.
Oh.
I'm trying to get off social media.
Do you know what it's like? What's really interesting, I think it's like a guy's got loads of money, loads of power, and just gone, I can do what the fuck I want.
It's not like it, son. He has done that. He's literally done that.
What? I can buy Twitter.
What? I can send a rocket into space, no one's going to stop me. What? Off it goes. Did you know his rocket burst a hole in the ozone layer or some, or one of the layers up there?
I don't know.
So he sent the rocket off. With the trajectory that fast, it went out of the angle that wasn't quite. So we send rockets out at a certain angle, certain time of the day. He was like, nah, I'm just going to light his rocket. Up it went, through it went, and apparently burst a hole in the ozone. That's what it was.
Do you know? And then he's called out Zuckerberg, hasn't he?
Yeah, they're going to fight us.
It's like going, can you imagine if this was you against another manager of another rival leisure centre?
I'll fight you.
Do you know what? We're going to fight, yeah. Me and you.
Well, if it means I get more customers, I'll tell you what, I'll fight another centre manager in the area. Who's wants to fight?
I think you can tell. We can get this organised.
White collar boxing. No. Speaking of white collar boxing, just what was up with Smith at weekend?
Bad times, right?
I feel so sorry for him because he... just won at races. Won at races.
Is it because... Eubank's not a good fighter.
Well, without getting down the thing here, because I don't want to turn into a box podcast, but Eubank frustrates me. He's got a lot of potential, a lot of ability. He just never turns up on the night for me. And people don't like him because he talks. That's boxing. They've done it for years. I've not got a problem with that. I quite like that. Stokes a fight up and things like that. I think him as an actual fighter when it comes to the end game. He's never there. He never turns up for me.
I think Eubank.
That's what I'm saying.
He's overrated.
But I think he's got potential. I think he's better than me, to put it that way. And do me and I'm about five times everything. I mean, he's still knocked me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how's your summer been? What have you been up to?
It has been hectic.
Has it?
I feel like genuinely, you know, it's been a busy summer when it feels like the kids broke up yesterday.
Right.
I genuinely don't feel like we've had... them in school holidays because they've been to the kids club or things like that, and I've been doing other things. I've been that busy and doing this, that, and the other. We've been away, we went to lakes and stuff. It just, we've been that busy, it don't feel like there's been summer holidays as well. Sometimes that, I don't know, a week or two here, that there's like a lull where you're like, what to do because we've done this, yeah, or you've had summer holiday and you're trying to find things to do and things like that. I mean, Amy's working full time, I'm working full time, so kids are just
sad,
like,
isn't it, as well,
shipping around.
And for you, because obviously kids aren't big enough just to kind of stay by themselves,
no. They? Next year, though.
Next year.
Testing that boundary.
Yeah. What for both of them?
Yeah, because I'm contemplating here that you're in charge. But then sometimes I think, no, you're more responsible. You're in charge right now.
This new kitchen. R.I.P.
Yeah, look after kids because we're getting awesome.
Yeah. It's weird because I've thought this summer feels like it's my last summer with kids. Because, so like when... Andy's mum's been at work and Lexi's been at work. She's come here. If I've been working from home.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas I don't think that'll happen next year.
No, because she's now independent to be left on her own and stuff. And I get it, yeah.
And Lexi's off to uni.
Yeah.
So that's it. I feel like this is my last summer.
All grown up. I tell you what, I said mine to you if you want. I've no problem with that. Go see Uncle Andy.
Yeah, bring him down here. I'll be craving.
It won't be easy. Coffee.
Cancelled. It's about time. So what kind of things you've done? Been to Lakes?
Yeah. I've been to Lakes. I've been...
Brid?
Brid, yeah. It's a football tournament galore. I mean, Noah's been to a couple of finals. I mean, we had a Brid weekend this weekend.
It wasn't the beach one, was it?
No, so we couldn't play the beach one this year. So it was that popular last year. We fell onto it all right last year, quite early doors. Went to inquire... I think 9 months before it was actually released, and we put onto a waiting list. Oh. The manager was like, geez, I didn't realise. It didn't even open like till like 10 months before or whatever. But
let's get a bigger beach.
Yeah. So, but it's really good. That beach football is absolutely class. Get an opportunity to do it, you've got kids or whatever, go to the beach football. It's a good weekend. But yeah, we had a grass one this weekend in Brid. It was all right. I mean, it was like a farmer's field, which, you know, it's funny because we was all moaning about how bad the pitch was. And it was terrible. It was really long, thick grass, it was rubbish, it had been cut into loads of clumps of grass kicking around and stuff like that. And I said it as well, it's the same for everyone, it's the same for our lads, it's the same for their lads, so it's either. But without being big-headed thingy. We can play football, so we pass the ball. So therefore, it was really messy games non-stop, yet probably benefited other teams that it was messy because, I mean, the thing again, they've not got that ability to maybe play the triangles, play the passes.
They can be used to it as well, can't they?
Well, there is that, yeah.
Nicely neat, so, yes. I know they're only little, but still.
Sounds like sour grapes. So it was like, oh, God. I mean, we got to the final and got beat by the better team in the final. There's no doubt about it. We just couldn't finish our shot. I mean, we just couldn't finish, couldn't do no. They got the goal. End of the day, they've won. I've no qualms. I mean, that's how football works. Because someone was like, oh, bloody hell. We were the best. Well, say the better team, that's wrong. We weren't the better team, but we had probably the better opportunities. They were just as good as we was. It was just the fact that we probably had more opportunities in front of goal than they did, if that makes
final
sense.
Final word.
But that's football. And someone going, oh, bloody hell. Football, it's football. What are you going to do about it? See, every week and week, I'm looking at Forest this weekend beating Chelsea.
Just go
finish the dinner.
Until we start bribing refs.
Nah. But yeah, so we've had a lot of football. Ava's, once again, she's had a couple of football tournaments. We've been busy with them. Not as much success this year. So,
what did you get up to at Lakes?
Just went walking in hills. What are you smiling at?
How was it?
It was good. I saw a tree, then saw another tree, then saw another tree.
See a hill?
Do you know, I feel like I've spoken to you about this because I'm all confused because obviously I ain't spoken to you since I've done this.
No,
have I?
No, I don't think so.
Went to Windermere. Really nice, big lake. I was like, wow, this is...
It is a big lake.
I was like, this is impressive. This is really impressive. Do you know what I mean? So then we went to Ullswater.
Another big lake.
Well, so I was like, I've seen this, Anna. Do you know what I mean? I've seen this. Do you know what I mean? A big hill with water running around it and a boat going back and forth.
The thing is with Windermere, it's that big. You could look at it from one side, though, drive to the other side, see it completely different.
No, it's still the still same mucky water I'm looking at. There's still trees in the background and a hill.
You have no appreciation for Mother Nature.
So I went to Ullswater, because Ullswater's biggest in UK. No, it's not. It's biggest in England. Guess what the biggest lake in the UK is? I learned this while I was there. I found this more interesting, actually, looking at the nature, that I found this more interesting.
Ricky Lake.
That's big, yeah. No, Loch Ness. Loch Ness is the biggest in the UK, and then Ullswater is the biggest in England. Which I thought was pretty impressive. I was like, oh, that's quite nice. But once again...
Fact.
I enjoy it. I said to him, we should do more walking. She's like, you said you don't like walking. I said, no, I actually like the physicality of me taking one step forward, the activity itself, keeping fit. I'd happily get a line of treadmills and all sit on a treadmill and just walk and have a chat as you walk on the treadmill.
Do you not find, though, that walking somewhere, there's a goal to it? Like if you're walking up a hill or a mountain, it's a challenge. That's what I'm saying.
So, I like the physicality of what I'm doing, not necessarily where I am. So if you said to me, we would live, say, on walls or whatever, and I walked up the same hill every day and enjoyed the actual walking up the hill and stuff, couldn't care less. Whereas if you said, oh, we'll go visit this hill, now I've got my own hill here, this works. And it does the same thing as that hill. It looks the same. There's bracken on the floor, there's a tree there, there's some running water and a stream.
There's dog shit in a bag hanging from a tree.
What is that about? There was loads of dog shit hanging from trees.
It does matter.
I find it really weird, especially in places like around like Ullswater Lake or something.
The idea is that you're supposed to hang it, go for your walk, come back and take it off so you don't have to carry a bag of shit because they don't have bins out.
But they forget.
They don't even come back.
Yeah. Another fact I learned, so around the Lake District, around that area, there's very little bins. Do you know why there's very little bins?
Because bins encourage waste.
So, yes, bins encourage people, one, that if they put it in, the wind blows it out, so it can come out and stuff like that. Two, people will try and throw something into a bin and miss, and then won't bother picking it back up. So, therefore, they encourage people, you got your own rubbish, take it away with you. I was like, yeah, I like that, that's brilliant. We should actually bring that concept more in the towns and stuff.
No. Because people that
go to empty the bins. The other day there was bins spewing out in the middle of town. And I was like, what's this all about?
People that go to nice places are generally nice people. People that are in towns are generally not nice people. You see what I mean?
Yeah. But they're not going to take the rush through. They're just throw it on floor.
They just go, that's somebody else's problem.
And do you know what else I saw? You find it everywhere. It's too rubbish. And you find it everywhere. So around Ullswater Lake.
Condoms.
No, but it's probably awesome somewhere. No matter where you go, you will always find this piece of rubbish.
McDonald's cup.
Yep. I found a McDonald's. Well, I didn't find it. I'm like, oh, I found a Mac. It was a McDonald's bag on the floor. And I'm like, how is this? I don't think I've seen a McDonald's. How the hell is a McDonald's bag ended up in the middle of a walkway? So I did really appreciate it. But once again, I've seen one, not sure if no one's going to flow me, but a really nice waterfall.
Okay.
That was quite nice.
Yeah, we're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah,
there's some growth.
But the thing I liked about it was like the natural beauty of it. What I didn't like is it'd be reinforced with all this steel to line things holding up because it's got like subsidence and stuff like that. And I was that's like, the thing. That's the just thing. Let that fall down and stop people walking up it. That's what
it's
that's
Mother Nature. It's just.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, I appreciate it, if that makes sense. I just. One hill, same as the other hill.
Maybe need to find a real good hill for you. Everest?
Once again, I'd enjoy trying to the challenge of going up that sort of thing.
You get but, to top off. Bit
yeah, bit. I'd be like, what? The snow on the ground.
Cold up
here. Oh, yeah. I've got to Alps or something and do some skiing or something. So,
they were good, though. Even when we drove through Alps and that.
Yeah, once again, is it like a, wow, that's impressive. But if you said, let's go do it again, I'd be like, I've seen it. It's not as if I'm not like, oh, God. Don't get me wrong. It was really nice. It was fascinating. I've never seen it before in my life. The fact that we drove through one big turned corner, big, massive plumes of snow. I was like, wow, it's really impressive. But if you said to me now, let's go again and go see it, I'd be like, why?
It's a bit late. I've got painting to do.
Yeah. Now, but you get them sort of coming out in a roundabout way.
Because I think in certain aspects of things that we've seen, we've been spoiled. So we've done Florida and that. We've been to big parks. We've got, you know, like SeaWorld and stuff. And then we come back and we see stuff in this country. And I just think it's just not quite the same. I've seen it. And I've seen a fish before. Do you know what I mean? If you go to SeaWorld and you go, oh, it's a dolphin jungle.
Yes. So Deep's prime example. I've been to Deep. Do you know what? I walked around the first time. I thought, God, this is after this penguin. Look at that. This is brilliant. Watching penguin go down the thing. Do you know what I mean? Come back second time. Like, I've seen this. They're not doing anything different. As long as they're now juggling, they're still doing the same
fucking shit. They're
back up. They're taught them very well, haven't they? But like, I'm
up the game.
I'll happily do something more than once, but I'm never too impressed doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen Angel of the North. What a piece of structure. But if you said to me, let's go look at Angel of the North, I've seen it. I know it's a big, rusty, great big thing that with his arms tall. I think it's amazing that thing's there. I think it's brilliant.
Is it a he?
Did I say hey?
It's a great big thing, is. I don't know.
I know the rusty, I say, got rusty arms. Anyway, so I'm trying to get.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of we asked about, this happened to me. So I went to Flamingoland.
Oh. I've heard this.
Do not go to Flamingoland. Fucking terrible. It's the most rundown thing I've ever seen in my life. We went there about 2-3 years ago. I thought it was really good. I thought everything was in order. Half the rides were closed.
In order.
Half the rides were closed. It just seemed disorganised, you know, trying to get things in. They've got this, like, they're trying to do the fast queuing thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But normally it's like 1-2, in it, or vice, like, you on. So, you know, so they go a bit quicker, if that makes sense. Or maybe two of them, one of you.
Yeah, I saw this a few weeks ago into Thorpe Park. Me and Lexi are off to Thorpe Park on Friday as well.
Oh, nice.
Dad and Daughter Day.
Like it.
And it was weird how the fast track thing worked, because it was like fast track joins one queue, normal queue, other queue, but then fast track just joins the normal queue.
Which I get that, because
it's not like they just get on front.
No, but they've like sort of been able to push into the queue, which I think. So it was in America, it was always like they do that. They come to like the front of the queue with you, and it was always like because you're paying for a time to come or a slot to come at a certain time. They sort of like, well, one went on, then you went on, they went on, you went on.
Yeah,
but that their queue was never real long, like yours was, sort of thing. But whereas at Flamingoland, we was waiting for this screwball ride, I mean, probably not called screwball ride anyway. But I was stood watching, waiting half an hour. We did not move. They let every person on that fast track on for us. And I was like, I've not got a problem with someone paying for something extra or do something. But what's the point in actually, it should be one, even if they did, three of them, one of you. Three of them, one of you. Yeah. Three of them. They just pretty much cleared this line down of about, I don't know, about 30, 40 people. And bear in mind, there's four people get on. I was like, this is a bit weird. That's not how the fast track really works.
Yeah, I never get quite how it works. And have you seen the price difference for a fast track?
No.
It's really dear.
But the whole thing's really dear. It's like 180 quid to go. Yeah. And do you know, they've got to have the upkeep and stuff like that. Don't remember, if it looked really busty. Loads of things were broken and shut at the time. None of the kiosks was open. Well, half the kiosks weren't open. So, like, I bought this refillable cup thing. Went to one place, so I can't do it here. You sell Coke and you've got a Coke machine there. Yeah, I know, you've got to go to the other one. So I went to the other one. No, I said, where is the next one? He said, oh, it's above the F1 ride, if that makes sense. So I was like, where's the F1 ride? He's like, oh, it's right over there. So I turned around, I was like, I'll do it in a minute. So I walked round the corner. There's another kiosk there, and I must have been, I don't know, 100 paces. And they had it. And I was like, how has he not got the information of where? Because people must come to him all the time with him having a Coke machine in there saying, can I fill this up?
It was exactly the same as Alton Towers. I bought the cup.
Alton Towers. I like Alton Towers, so
I bought the cup from that station.
But then they couldn't fill it up.
And he couldn't fill it up.
Fuck off.
Honestly, it was weird. It's stupid. You sell Coke here, you're selling me the cup, but you have to go to the refill things.
That is daft.
Mental.
And it was every 10 minutes. I'll applaud that. Yeah. That is pretty good, because in America, I think it was 15 minutes or something between drinks and stuff. Which, once again, I mean, the one from England was this little thin thing. Well, because it's a great big jug. I mean, the four of us couldn't drink it. At one time, we got some Gatorade, it was America, and he was like, I don't like this. So I was like, come on, I can't get drunk now. So I'm drinking it, Ava's drinking it. We're like, oh, God, just so glad you're not filling up next.
I'm getting a ride and speed it all up.
But yeah, you're right, it would be massively spoiled, and the fact that I just found Flamingo Land overpriced is what I'm going to say, and the fact that half the things are shut. Things I wanted to go on. Do you know that big, massive Ferris wheel thing?
Yeah.
Love that. Not working. Yeah. The ride that spins around on the thing, in the middle of queuing for that, said, no, it's not working, we're shutting, so it kicks
that's
out of line.
That's bad during summer holidays as well, isn't it?
Kicks out of line, didn't come back on all day long. So, because the other thing as well is, because there was, like, loads of rides, I mean, there was a dino ride that was off, there was this off, there was, like, loads of things that was off, because they were off, well, actually, then everyone just then goes into other queues.
Yeah.
Which makes queues even longer. Yeah. So, as much as they've probably got a maximum selling number, but that's maximum number is distributed out of the rides of the day, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And because you've got, obviously, the jungle, what's it called? The zoo, you kind of think people will go to that which would thin the queues out.
Yeah.
Do you not have the app? Do they not have an app?
So, yeah, they have an app. Didn't even work. Oh man. So we stood in the queue for the thing, and I was like, oh. Because there was nothing to tell us how long the queue was. You walked up, they weren't working. There was guys trying to ask how long this queue was. Like, I don't know, I'm trying to get it to work. And I was like, all right, well, surely when it comes on, you're going to type a number in at you, sort of thing. And he was like, so I'd sort of bypass him, because I thought, every village got one, and he's the one that's missing from that village. So went in, stood in the queue, and I'm thinking, oh, is this really? There's no concept of how far we are. There's nothing to say from this point, it's roughly whatever. So I got the app. So I put the app on, and he said, 30 minutes. And I was like, oh, 30 minutes, okay, let's wait then.
You don't expect to queue a bit.
An hour's gone by, I looked at it, 30 minutes. I was like, this isn't even live. This is not even a live queue thing, because...
From last week.
I was like, what? Because, like, I'd look down, and they was all saying the same thing, that was closed, or 40 minutes, 50 minutes, whatever all the times were. Not one time did them times change. I was like, what is the point? Is this like an average normally from day to day? I was like, this is poor.
Did you write a letter of complaint?
No, because I just thought, I won't go again. I won't go again, and I'll tell people not to go.
I was talking to somebody, though.
Which is a shame, really. Cause...
And they went, and I said about what you'd said about it, and they said they had a decent time.
Oh, well, that's good, then.
But you just maybe landed a bad day.
Yeah.
But it does, because when you pay so much money, it does really make you think about doing it again, doesn't it?
Well, like I say, for 180 quid, I wouldn't pay it again. I'd rather spend that money somewhere else.
That's a lot, isn't it?
It's massive for a family ticket.
That is a lot.
But anyway, it could be.
If you.
About. Anyway, how's your summer holidays been?
Come on. It's been all right.
Well, Leon, sure. Let me talk about it.
It's been all right. Mine was a little bit the other way. I felt like I didn't do enough for the first few weeks, and I've rammed everything into the last 2 weeks and just got really busy. But busy with, obviously, like Lexi's got into uni, so I need to sort of figure that out. The back to school thing, and he's got to go up schools, so that's a challenge in itself. But it's something to be wary of, I think, because it's a big step.
Well, so like we've been very, because we've been busy, and I make no bones about it. Like school's come out the corner, and we're like, oh Christ, school's here. Do you know what I mean? I said to Noah this morning, I was like, do you need pens and pencils? And he's like, no, they give us them. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. They gave them last year. He's like, yeah, they give last year. I was like, all right. I'm observing that. But when you go to big school, you're not going to get that, are you?
No.
So, in fact, your Andy's been used to being given the pens and pencils, then going to big school, you need them. It's like, Christ.
And uniform, like proper uniform.
Is it a full-on uniform? Because blazer, isn't it? So, blazer, skirt, or trousers. Can they wear trousers?
I think they can wear trousers, yeah.
Can boys wear skirts?
Yeah, I think so. And then yeah, shoes, bag, and all that. It's got to be, it's got to match, and it's got to be.
Can the bag not be plain on it? It can't be like.
She's got like a black and white bag. Yeah. And I presume. Well, it was Lexi had the same bag, so I presume it's the same sort of thing. I do have a question for you. If you're doing activities with your kids,
yeah,
how much do you let them cheat?
Not much.
So,
what game are we playing?
Golf, crazy golf.
No, so we played crazy golf. I was away, and I didn't let anyone get out.
So, are you literally, if they touch the ball with the thing, you know, sometimes it gets right at the side, doesn't it? And you can't swing it.
Tough.
So it's literally one, two, and I was playing Andy, and I got a point to where I felt that she couldn't be bothered, and you know, holes there, and trying not to shout. But she's almost swinging and smashing it.
Knocking it over.
And then you're like, 17, 18, 19. So it's like, at what point do you kind of go, you hit it miles away. I'm going to stop it with my foot for you.
Oh, yeah, none of that.
None of that. No. So you'd literally go into 25, 26 strokes.
Yeah, so, not about that.
You've had a beer.
But yeah, so when we played before, so this is where people do it differently. Does Andy play and then play till she finishes?
Mm.
So we play my shot, your shot, your shot, your shot. And it gives them a chance then to then think about what they're going to do next.
Yeah, there just never enough, don't seem to be enough space to do that.
Oh, we did.
Or what if your ball hits somebody else's ball?
It's fair game, isn't it?
It's fair, right?
Yeah.
So you could just literally aim for somebody else's
ball? Yeah, so like when we were playing, like Noah, mouth knit cup, and Noah knocked me away from cup. It's fair game.
Little git.
Didn't mind my ball, did I?
That's it, you should have marked it. Have you learned anything this summer?
I'm a hecker.
Like about yourself?
I'm my patience is thin.
Yeah.
I've become very, not grumpy, but I let things bother me. Very trivial things bother me.
I'm exactly the same. As the summer's gone on, my social battery has died.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
I feel like I've spent time around people, and like you say, I went swimming the other day. Gets here, never been to this place before. Right, so what's the locker situation? Because it's very different in places, isn't it? It's £7.50 for a locker.
For a locker?
£7.50 for a locker. But if you bring your wristband back, you get a fiver back.
£2.50 for a locker? I'm missing it, trickier.
Right. I'm like, all right. You don't really have a lot of choice, because if you've got phones and keys and stuff. Yeah. I've never been to this place before. And I just felt like she could have explained things a bit more. You know, to a point like, I don't even know where I'm going from this reception.
Yeah.
There's no big sign that says swimming pool this way.
What about a big body of water that's over your shoulder?
It's been 17 doors, isn't it, to get there. I asked one at lifeguards.
Do you have qualification? Can I see you have qualification? Yeah. Have you not recommended a monthly hour of training? Can I see your records?
Can you open your eyes, please? So it was... It was outside at pool. It was messing with the throw bag, right? And I just said to him, oh, that slide there, where do you need a ring for that slide? You know, like the big bloke rings. Yeah. And he just went, that end at pool. Or that end at, they're over there, something. Do you want to help me out a little bit more? Just like, which way do I go? How do I get there? And I can't even say it was because he was watching the pool. He could have just turned around and go, just over that side. You see where that slide is? Just next to that.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking for. And again, this sounds really
petty. Was he watching the pool?
No, because he was filling his bag.
Oh, so he wasn't watching the pool.
That's what I mean. If he was watching the pool and he just went, I can't. And
there's bodies everywhere. This is carnage.
Waves are on, for goodness sake, man.
Don't talk to me.
And he's absolutely minor and petty. But look, mate, just be polite and just help me out. And the amount of fucking people over this summer that I'm walking behind... And they just stop. Fuck off. Honestly, if I'm going into a supermarket, someone just stop in the doorway. Why have you done that? You should, and I'm putting this out there now, I'm actually thinking of writing a petition to Parliament that if people stop in front of you, you should be allowed to punch them in the back of the head.
I agree. I completely agree.
And again, it's so minor, but it just feels like it's happened loads. And like I said, my social battery's dead.
Did I say that when I was watching Birmingham, it's a Women's Cup final?
No.
And I knocked someone over, pretty much knocked him over. So what happened was, granted, I was not looking where I was going. I genuinely was not looking. So I'm walking, you're only walking, you're doing this sort of thing. I was like, bloody, that's pretty impressive here. But the person in front of me, so obviously I knew I was following someone, obviously, because I'd seen him, so I was following him.
Everyone's kind of going in.
Yeah, we're going to say, there's a bounce like that. She'd stopped to take a photo, sort of thing. So I'm like, boom, proper whammed into her. But
bummed her.
Near enough. But I knocked her over. And she was like,
she knocked
her. Well, I knocked her forward because obviously we was moving momentum because she stopped because I wasn't paying attention. I was bigger than her by a long way. We sort of like collided and she sort of like, you know, stumbled forward sort of thing with the phone in her hand sort of thing. And she was like, oh, wait, like sort of like my fault. I was like, you stopped. Do you know what I mean? What do you want me to do? Do you know what I mean? I couldn't go nowhere. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's like, it became my fault. But I will admit, I was not watching. However, I don't think I'd had enough time because it was pretty much the case of I was like, oh, chill out. So if I was watching, I don't think I'd have seen
it. Yeah, you're right. You're partly to blame now. But in that situation, if you know you're going to stop, you know that there's a lot of people. Just take a look behind.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just stop in your car, would you, without just having a look in your window?
It depends what you're looking at. Like, bloody hell, look at that. Tits!
Yeah, and it's
true.
Yeah, it's my biggest pet peeve. And it just seems to be, I just, like I say, towards end of summer, it's just got me. And I'm like, just...
I genuinely think there's a country where if you're going to stop, you have to like stand to the left of like a sidewalk or something like America. But like in, it could be like giant China or Japan or somewhere. If you're walking down a high street and you're going to stop, you have to like sort of like peel away to the edge of the curb to stop. So people don't really walk down the edge. Yeah. Or they're walking in. There's somewhere to walk. And if you're going to stop sort of thing, you move to the area then to stop sort of thing.
I think I went a bit off the top as well. Was at the swimming pool, they had like, it wasn't a lazy river.
Did you shower someone?
It was like rapids. It was actually called the rapids. And it was a lazy river just kind of bobs you along, doesn't it? This had things shooting out at wall and it proper pushed you around at a speed. And there was girls that scream. At about 14, 15 years old. Just, why, you don't need to scream like
get
that.
Get excited, aren't
they? Fuck off.
They're looking like, you bloody miserable.
And there was lads in there. And it frustrated me because I know full well as a teenager I'd have been exactly the same. But as you're moving round, it was quite busy. It was only a small sort of area. These lads are grabbing onto the side. And I'm like, almost in the face. And do you know what my worry is? I'm like, we're in this. We're all getting pushed all over. I'm going to grab somebody's ass off somebody's tit. And I'm going to be in prison.
What are you worried about?
So these kids were grabbing onto the wall. And I just kind of
pushed him. Did you probably give like
a flying elbow? Yeah, I know that is wrong. But they was pissing me off, and I've got to. And as well,
the kid gives everyone else cleaning.
Bring your dad.
He helped me.
And I've got Great North Run on Sunday, so for this week, I'm really cautious about everything I do because I don't want an injury. And there was little things that I kept cracking my toe on the floor, and I thought these kids are going to proper cause me an injury.
So it's your fault, Cameron.
And I ended up getting out. Not of the pool. I got out of the rapids because I'm going to hammer somebody here.
Jeez.
There's a quiet corner out there.
So, once again, you've had a bad experience at that facility. I went and loved it.
So I genuinely enjoyed it. It was good. It was a little bit run down, but I wouldn't go back in a hurry. I would definitely go back, but not in a hurry, because it's a long way to drive. For what?
From here? Was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time. Because we stumbled across it. We were meant to go to Alton Towers.
Yes, it's close, isn't it? Yeah.
And what happened was I don't know what happened, but anyway, something happened, so we couldn't go to there. So I was like, oh, we'll go to this one instead. So we went in Halloween time, and it turned the water red for us. It
was really yeah, cool. That's cool.
So I enjoyed. But like I said, we had a really good time there. But what was that? That's pre-COVID, 2019. Mm.
It looks a bit aged. There's certain things that like being painted, and it looks like my painting.
Yeah, it's in my bit.
And just areas that you think could just be a little bit cleaner and tidy. Do you know what I mean? It weren't bad, and it was good. It was good fun. There's wave pool there, loads of slides, short queues.
That's good.
It got busy. We got there first thing, so it got busier as it got on.
Did you have an all day? I can't remember what it was. We had like session time.
Okay. Yeah, so you're supposed to have 3 hours. So we was in probably 4.5 because there's a tannoy thing, but you can't hear what they're saying.
That's not good.
So I wasn't sure what they're saying. So we just said it. Fuck it.
And no one challenged you there.
Yeah. Somebody just said, your band's got out, you're supposed to get out. Yeah. Just gone, oh, yeah, no.
So sure, there's maximum bath load, and sure, you're not the only person that stays in
the room. Well, the thing was, the lockers, so we was yellow bands, the lockers was on a yellow band. So everybody who had a locker had a yellow band and then a coloured band. So because I was yellow, I suppose somebody maybe just saw, oh, they've got a yellow band, must be a locker. You know what I mean? Nobody's walking around going, oh, you must.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We're trying to hide it.
What I'm saying is, like, there's got to be maximum bath load. And if they're saying, like, 3-hour blocks of could turn it over.
Yeah, yeah.
You've just got a little bath load somewhere along
the line. It's weird. I don't know how that maths works because you. Obviously, 3 hours in, but then people are coming again at 11 and at 12. Yeah. So if we was in at 10, we're effectively there till 1. I don't know I don't get how many they're letting at 11. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. We struggle just 2 hours and as a bog standard in and out. Do you know what I mean? And we throw kids like, we've got one too many. Someone's going to get out.
We've got through our first back episode.
Yeah. I don't feel like you've told me enough about what you've done. Like, it's very skate.
No, it's been good. Yeah. It's been good. It's been a good summer.
Good. Weather's been shit.
Weather's been up and down, hasn't it?
And then the kids have gone back today. So it's glorious.
It's glorious.
I got burnt this weekend. It's how nice it's been.
Yeah. It's been
nightmare.
But even when it's rained, it's been all right. We had a couple of days when we were doing activities and it was raining, but it didn't spoil anything.
No, that's the same for me. I don't think the weather's spoiled anything I've done this holidays.
No, and even when it has rained, it's not been cold, has it?
No.
And it's literally been showers, not. So we've managed. This is released Thursday. If you're listening to this, this is Thursday, whatever day it is. There's a special additional episode Saturday
the 9th of September.
Saturday.
The 9th of September.
Is it the 9th? The 9th of September. Saturday, 9th of September. It's going to be out at 8 a.m. as our podcast do. Please subscribe. It's a very, very special episode and I think you'll love it.
I think you'll love it. Especially our regular listeners.
Yes. Please like us, share us, and get on board with this because it might just be quite interesting.
Yeah.
Have we teased enough?
Yeah.
We've teased.
I will say, yeah.
We've teased enough. We will be back next week as planned, but yes, special episode on Saturday. Please stick it in your basket. Is that what you're doing now?
I don't know. You can't stick it in your basket, can you?
Can you not?
You're not buying it, are you? Anyway.
Are we? Or are we selling stuff?
Download it.
Yeah. All right. Just do it. Good to see you.
Yeah. Likewise.
I'll see you next Thursday.
Stay safe, mate.
Bonjour. Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.